on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the new Atlantic Technological University has been officially launched today. We'll be hearing from the chairperson of the ATU's board of directors. We'll also hear from the manager and director at Zeus in Letterkenny, who addressed the local launch. The Taoiseach says he wants to see tougher sanctions imposed on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The CEO of Tourism Northern Ireland is hopeful that North-South tourism keeps up momentum this Easter and summer. Now that lockdown restrictions are lifted, John McGrillan says they've been seeing more people from the Republic than ever. And the Taoiseach pledges to relay a number of recommendations from the MICA Action Group to the Housing Minister. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. All that to follow, but first this evening, driving less, taking shorter showers and not filling the kettle to the top are expected to feature as advice in a new campaign to help people with rising energy costs. New measures to tackle the cost of living are due to come in the coming weeks with more. Here's Emmett Tyrrell.
I'm making sure that whatever's not needed to be used, I switch them off.
We're making sure that the lights aren't left on.
I'm on the bike today, yeah. I am trying to drive a bit less.
People near St Stephen's Green in Dublin say they're already trying to use less energy as they deal with higher bills. Green Party leader Eamon Ryan is working on measures to help struggling households that could see those in difficulty put on the best tariff and debt management for people behind on bills. A public information campaign telling people how they can save energy is also planned. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it makes sense.
Energy efficiency makes sense any time of the year, crisis or no crisis. And let's not be so dismissive of that either. Energy efficiency is an important issue.
But environmental journalist John Gibbons says shorter showers, cutting out one car journey a week and turning down the heating are only tiny steps.
If instead the Irish government introduced, say, a motorway speed limit of 100 kilometres an hour and a national road speed limit of either 80 or 90, that would have a dramatic impact on the amount of fuel that this country imports.
Meanwhile, the public service obligation levy that's on all energy bills is expected to be scrapped from October.
The new Atlantic Technological University has been officially launched today. It's the fourth TU in the state, the second largest in the state. It formally came into being on Friday last following the dissolution of Letterkenny IT, Galway Mayo IT and IT Sligo. The new Technological University will play a pivotal role in the strategic regional development of the West and Northwest. The main launch took place at the Sligo campus with satellite events in Letterkenny, Castlebar and Galway. Maura McNally, Barrister, is the chairperson of the ATU board. She told the launch that this is transformative for the West and Northwest.
The ATU is a single university for the most unique region. It is a region that for a long time has been forgotten. It is a region that has fed other communities through emigration. There will no longer be a requirement for emigration. Hopefully, we will have immigration. It is only just and right that we have a university here on our doorstep, a university which will provide access to education and education to our young people, to our old people, to people regardless of race, colour, creed, socioeconomic background or whatever. You no longer have to travel to have that right. We have it here on our doorstep. Education provides belief in the individual. And as that individual progresses, so too does the community, so too does the region. And ultimately, we will be able to believe in ourselves, invest in ourselves, invite outside investment, promote small to medium enterprises, promote local industry, because we will have the great resource of an educated mass where every single person in this region can have access to that education.
Maura McNally, the chairperson of the board of the Atlantic Technological University. You can hear the whole of her speech on our website, highlandradio.com. Seamus Hughes is manager and director at Zeus in Letterkenny. Speaking at the local launch in the Letterkenny campus, he said the ATU comes just weeks after the Northwest Regional Enterprise Plan, which he chairs, was launched in Sligo. He says developing the low carbon economy is a key element of that plan, and the ATU, he believes, has a pivotal role to play in realising that objective.
The Regional Enterprise Plan was launched about 3 weeks ago by Minister Robert Troy in Sligo, and it's moving into the implementation phase. There are 6 strategic objectives. Those strategic objectives range from entrepreneurship, developing SMEs, the low carbon agenda, promotion of the region, acknowledging the strengths of the region to include wind energy and the blue economy, the linkages and cross-border, and particularly the opportunities that exist for funding across border partnerships. And finally, the concepts of skills. What are the skill sets required to support companies and organisations meet a low carbon agenda? What does that look like, and where can you get those skill sets? So I believe, just like the then LYIT looked towards the apprenticeships in electrical engineering, I think the future lies for the ATU in identifying and going across each of those strategic objectives and identifying where the ATU can assist and where the Regional Enterprise Plan can drive the future of our education to complement and have that synergy.
And again, there's more from Seamus Hughes on our website. You can also hear from the Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, who also addressed the event. The Taoiseach says he wants to see tougher sanctions imposed on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The EU is preparing to take further action after images emerged of mass graves and civilians lying dead in the streets near Kyiv. The President, Ursula von der Leyen, says EU investigation teams will be sent to Ukraine to determine if war crimes have been committed. Well, Micheál Martin says the EU will need to do more to punish Russia's actions.
We're now looking, and we would support further sanctions, which in themselves has an impact on the economy, given the appalling and barbaric crimes committed by Russian Federation troops in Ukraine, particularly in the environs of Kyiv and Bucha and other towns, where we see innocent civilians murdered with hands tied behind their backs.
The government has reported 6,518 new cases of COVID-19 today, 3,164 confirmed through positive PCR tests, with a further 3,354 positive antigen tests reported through the HSE portal yesterday. There was a total of 12,971 cases reported over the weekend, 7,795 on Saturday, and 5,176 yesterday. As of 8 this morning, there were 1,433 COVID-19 patients in hospital, 59 of them in ICU. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 50 infected patients, 2 of them in intensive care. The CEO of Tourism Northern Ireland is hopeful that north-south tourism keeps up momentum this Easter and summer now that lockdown restrictions are lifted. International travel restrictions meant many people opted to stay on the island instead of going abroad last year. John McGrillan is hopeful that more people from the Republic will cross the border.
I think the one step change that we hopefully will see is, you know, we've seen visitors from the Republic of Ireland in numbers that we had never seen before, and that's always been a difficult market for a whole host of, you know, historical reasons. And I think we have seen a step change, and I think that step change will continue.
Gardaí launched a number of speeding initiatives in the county over the weekend. 9 motorists were caught speeding in the Letterkenny area. Gardaí conducted speed checks all through Saturday and issued fixed penalty charge notices for the offence as a result. Fines of €80 will have to be paid, with the drivers also receiving 3 penalty points. In a statement, Gardaí have issued a reminder to people to please slow down. Meanwhile, a man was arrested over a dangerous driving incident on Rosnalla Beach. Gardaí received a report that a vehicle was being driven in a dangerous manner in the area on Saturday evening. The vehicle failed to stop for Gardaí, but a car was stopped and the driver arrested a short time later. Gardaí say court proceedings will follow. The Taoiseach has pledged to relay a number of recommendations to the Housing Minister following a weekend meeting with the MICA Action Group. Micheál Martin met with the group on Saturday during his visit to Donegal, where members called for some amendments to the enhanced MICA redress scheme. The slow nature of the application process was also highlighted, with calls for a review to be carried out. Reflecting on the meeting, MICA Action Group PRO Michael Doherty says the Taoiseach did genuinely engage with homeowners, and he's hopeful that that will pay dividends.
He did take the time, he wrote an awful lot of notes, and did ask intelligent questions around it as well. So on that one, for example, what I'm hoping he does is to go down to Minister O'Brien and say, listen, what they're asking for here is 2 bolt-ons to the IS465. One to cover the inclusion of all the deleterious materials in the assessment, and the second one is the inclusion of foundations. And he said he would take that back. So we'll anxiously await and see how he gets on with that. That's a massive one. That frees up 350-odd applications that Donegal County Council have on hold, if he can make that happen. And that ought to be able to be done through regulations. And that, you generally, a month will see that, right? As opposed to waiting a year and a half on NSAI to revise IS 465. So that was that. We talked about that. And then the other applications, you know, he said, what's wrong with them? What's holding them up? And we just said the process is criminally slow. The amount of further information requests is coming out. The fact that everything has to be detailed to the last square meter of plasterwork inside, outside, a pile of stuff and hoops that you've jumped through at the end of the day, as opposed to closer to, you know, a roof price, a plastering price, a block laying price, a first, second fixed price, whatever the case may be, in chunks. But the level of detail that we're asked to go down for just makes it criminally slow to get things done. So we recommend that somebody should review that entire process, somebody independent from the department. He went down the road an awful lot more educated than what he was beforehand. I think that really stood to us. And he did genuinely engage with us here. It wasn't just an exercise. Hopefully it pays off, and he has agreed to meet us again.
Michael Doherty. Well, the Agriculture Minister says the Taoiseach is fully committed to micro redress and wants to see home fixed. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Minister McConnell Look told Greg Hughes the Taoiseach will discuss the matter with the relevant officials.
I think the Taoiseach is very clear on the issues that are there. And I mean, the Taoiseach was very clear as well on the fact that he wants to see this progressed. He wants to see homes fixed. And it's his absolute commitment to ensure that that happens. The scheme is up and running now about 18 to 20 months. The first thing that Minister O'Brien did after he was appointed was come to the county to officially launch that scheme and to meet with the group at the time. Over that 18 months, there has been 800 applications to Donegal County Council. 300 of those have been processed to stage two. There's another 300, and we discussed this with the Taoiseach, which are awaiting decision, and that's a real source of frustration for those families.
The best of the Northwest will be showcased widely over the coming weeks as part of a new collaborative tourism campaign. It's been launched by Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council, working with in partnership with Visit Derry and Donegal Tourism. With more, here's Trish Laverty.
The £90,000 domestic marketing initiative is set to shine a light on all the Northwest has to offer, aimed at encouraging local people and visitors across the island of Ireland to book a staycation right on their own doorstep. The campaign is part of the Northwest Regional Development Programme, which aims to grow the value of the visitor economy. It follows on from the Northwest Tourism Product Development Programme, which was launched last year, supporting 30 tourism businesses on both sides of the border in developing new collaborative bespoke products to enhance the region's tourism offering, which will now feature within the marketing campaign. The campaign captures the ease of exploring both destinations on one trip, highlighting the vast range of unique attractions available under four themes of nature, culture, adventure and relaxation. It will strongly focus on the Northwest's unique location on the island as a gateway to exploring both the breathtaking Wild Atlantic Way and Causeway Coastal Route.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Yeah, Donal, we're going to start with Premier Division action in the League of Ireland, Finn Harps and Derry City. Both playing tonight as the Northwest sides play their backlog games. Derry City can open up a 6-point lead at the top of the table over defending champion Shamrock Rovers. The Candy Stripes are away to the league's bottom side, UCD. Former Finn Harps and Derry City player Declan Boyle is expecting Derry to win again and stay unbeaten.
Yes, it's very difficult to see anything but UCD have gone reasonably well, and they played Bowes up in at home there 2 weeks ago, and they should have beaten them and ended up in a draw. So it's not an easy game. There's no easy games, especially away from home in the Premier League. But the quality that they have and the confidence they're going into the games, it's very hard to see them not scoring enough goals to win the game.
That game in Dublin starts at 7:45. 15 minutes later, in Ballybuffet, Finn Harps will play host to Drogheda United at Finn Park. Chris Ashmore will have live updates here in Highland. As from the 8 o'clock kickoff, Harps will be eager to bounce back from Friday's defeat at the hands of Shamrock Rovers. Declan says points are key tonight at home for Harps.
Yeah, I think it is a big game. Teams around the bottom seem to be beating each other. If you look at Harps run up and beat Shelburne 3-0 up in Talcott Park, Sligo Rovers beat Harps 3-0, and then obviously you had Shelburne and going and beating Sligo as well 1-0. So it's you know, it's there's funny fixtures and results happening all the time, and you know, for us at home, obviously we need to make sure that we beat the teams around us. And draw tonight is a big game, and I would say invariably it's a 6-pointer for sure.
Cross-channel football. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta believes his players are in for a tough test at Selhurst Park tonight. The Gunners will move back into the Premier League's top four with a win or a draw against Crystal Palace. The two sides drew earlier in the season, and Arteta has been impressed by Palace since Patrick Vieira came in.
They've done really well. I think him and the coaching staff has changed, especially the way that that they played. And obviously that's very related to the appointments and the recruitment policy that they had. We know the difficulty of the match. We know the difficulty of playing at that ground, the importance of the match, and I will be prepared for that.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists he's happy with Mo Salah's contract situation. It was reported over the weekend that their star forward is close to agreeing a new deal, which would keep him at Anfield until the end of his career. Negotiations have been dragging on for some time, but as far as Klopp is concerned, he feels nothing has changed.
It's just good. The decisive parties are talking to each other, and that's all I need, and that's it.
Bunnagee United bowed out of the FAI Intermediate Cup at the quarter-final stage on Sunday in Cork. They were beaten 1-0 by one of the competition favourites in Rockmount. Bunnagee United manager is Jason Gibson, and he says they still have lots to play for this year.
We're two cup finals, and we're in the Knock Alec quarter-final, and say league's still alive as we speak, and senior cup winning draws Tuesday as well, so... No, we're not going to be negative on today. Like, you know, we knew the task that was there, and the boys come up themselves very, very well. And, you know, Trips the Geese can organize a squad, and that's, you know, we're taking the positives out of it, and that's the way we look going forward.
In schools action in the Ulster Minor B girls final today, Pubble Skull Gwydor were comfortable winners against Ross's Community School, winning through by 8-1. On the Gaelic Games front, the viable integration of the LGFA and Camogie Association is central to the GAA's new strategic plan. The document, which was released today, sets forth the association's vision to 2026. The key initiative is to form one progressive and inclusive association to govern all Gaelic Games. The GAA say they will have a mid-term report on the plan in 2024. Tonight on the DL Debate, Brendan Devaney will discuss the current GAA news of the week, including the ongoing fallout between the GPA and the GAA, as well as the repercussions of the suspensions after the heated Donegal-Armagh League game. He'll be joined by Irish news writer Cathair O'Kane. They'll also talk league and upcoming Ulster Championship. While on the local front, Donegal's under-20 hurlers and footballers were in championship action. And we had a return of the club football leagues for the new season over the weekend as well. Niamh Connell clubman Seosamh McKelvey will be on the show to discuss. That's the DL Debate tonight here on Highland after the 7 o'clock news, and podcasted on highlandradio.com. Finally, in golf, players are beginning to arrive at Augusta ahead of this week's Masters. Tiger Woods says he'll make a game-time decision on whether he will play or not. The 15-time major champion hasn't played competitively since sustaining serious injuries in a car accident early last year. Woods is at the venue to continue his preparations, but will make a final decision on his participation later this week. That's your sport, Donald.
Thank you, Washing. Birth rates increased here last year for the first time since the financial crash. HSE figures show there were 59,874 babies born in hospitals and maternity units in 2021, an increase of 3,000 on 2020, with suggestions that the first lockdown may have had a part to play in that. With more, here's Marie Cleary.
There are early signs we're entering a post-lockdown baby boom. For the first time since 2009, there were more babies born in Irish hospitals than the previous year. Sociologist and research fellow at NUIG, Dr. Joe Murphy-Lawless, says the increase may be a result of the pandemic.
All these considerations of, well, you know, I've got this job now, and we're just about to get the mortgage, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, that kind of programmed way of life. It was just taken apart by COVID. and we got to think about things in a different way.
For new dad Robert Vard, lockdown accelerated he and his wife's plans to start a family.
We were thinking, like, you know, kids down the line. And then kind of when lockdown happened and we were both working from home, it kind of made us kind of have those conversations.
But for Mary O'Rourke, who had her first child in April of last year, the difficulties of facing maternity appointments alone remains a stark memory.
But your partner is at home waiting on a phone call, or when he's in the car park outside, you still have to go in and face the music yourself.
The figure is still down from the last peak in 2009, when there was over 75,000 births registered.
Weather forecast: cloudy and breezy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle continuing into the evening. Tonight it'll be cloudy with again further outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Lowest temperature 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh westerly winds. Tomorrow we'll see more cloud and more wind with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle again through the morning. A band of more persistent rain will spread from the west tomorrow afternoon. Some heavy bursts at times. Highest temperatures on Tuesday 9 to 12 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh westerly winds. News in brief. New measures to tackle the cost of living are due to be published in the coming weeks, with people being advised to drive less, take shorter showers and not fill the kettle to the top. The new Atlantic Technological University has been officially launched. The chairperson of the ATU's board, Maura McNally, told The Launch that this will be transformative for the West and Northwest. She said it is right and just that people should have access to university on their own doorstep. The Taoiseach says he wants to see further sanctions imposed on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says investigation teams will be sent to Ukraine to determine if war crimes have been committed. And 6,518 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported today. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, good evening. The Ibitch notices for this Monday evening, the 4th of April. The death has occurred of Neely Boyle, Paddy, Meendernesloe, Anna Gray. His remains will repose at Madlin's funeral home tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m, followed by removal to his late residence. The house is strictly private, please, to family, close friends and neighbours, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from his home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Anna Gray, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral can be viewed live on Star of the Sea Church Anagri webcam. The death has taken place of Maurice Russell, Tully Beg, Church Hill. Maurice's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Wednesday afternoon for service at 2 o'clock in the Church of St Finian and St Mark Kilmacrennan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral service can be viewed on Charlie McLaverty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Jim Boyle, Murres, Inch Island. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his late residence. Wake private tonight, please. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:20 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family fires only, please. Jim's funeral and Requiem Mass will be recorded and can be viewed later in the evening on Inishowen Funeral Services Facebook page or YouTube. The death has taken place of Rita Hewitson, Naoimh McCurry, Kildara, Dunfanaghy. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Brother Kevin Capuchin Day Centre, Dublin, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sadie Hunter, née Holmes, 130 Ernie Road, Claddy, and formerly of Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop, at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Dunnyloop Chapel's YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Willie Brown, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Father A.O. Halpin, St. Columban's, Dalgan Park, Navan and late of Glencar, Letterkenny, Philippines and Britain Missions. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 in St. Columban's, Dalgan Park, followed by burial in the community cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary McCann, named Lynn, Old Post Office, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, for Requiem Mass at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. Mary's funeral and Requiem Mass will be recorded and can be viewed later. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.